I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
Now, since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
Hussein, everyone!
Quickly become
magic.
One of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy.
He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short, and you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
What's up, everyone? I'm going to be doing these in the car while I go to the gym every day. So the gym is about 7 to 10 minutes. I'm going to try and pack as much wisdom as I possibly humanly can. And so I'm going to get straight to it. And today, as I was recording a video that kind of took way longer than expected, part of this product launch formula style that I'm using. So I'm on day 2 of my 4 free videos that I'm creating, publishing to educate people. And it's crazy because I had never done a proper, like, I would not even call this a proper product launch. This is like a instant crash course launch. And all I did was I spent probably about 30 minutes Googling how to do one effectively. I sorted and organized the right information, and now we're on video 2. So video 2 is about to drop right now. If you go to actually wealthacademy.com/2, just the number 2, you can actually see the videos that I'm posting. So a couple of reflections on that. One, the quality is just raw. Like, this is just me. It's I'm recording it from my computer, ScreenFlow, using the software ScreenFlow, but it sounds really as good as holding your iPhone and just shooting a video. And the reason why I've done that is, one, because of time. Two, a concept that I always talk about, which is speed of implementation. You know, how fast does it take for you to learn something, know about something, and then how fast do you execute it? So from idea to implementation. And really, that's when it comes down to creating any level of success. It's not the people that are always watching YouTube videos, listening and consuming. It's really the people that are taking massive action, focused, disciplined action. And when you do that, you don't really need any motivation. Sure, it's great to listen to one or two podcasts here and there, but really what you want to be focused on is just non-stop execution. You want to tell yourself your name is Mr. or Mrs. Miss Executioner, right? Like, I tell myself every single day, I ruthlessly execute. And sometimes I don't want to, but I've made it into a habit, into a character trait of ruthlessly executing. And if there's one thing that I will tell you about the people that have made it to the top, the people that stay at the top, is that they are just producing all the time. They are ruthlessly producing rather than just consuming. For me, I have a very simple rule. I gotta produce 80 to 90% of the time versus consume. So even for yourself, you know, when you wake up, are you producing or are you consuming? And then when you're producing, the momentum builds. Like yesterday, because I did one video, which kind of took really long to be honest, I procrastinated. I was thinking to myself, gosh, is this not right? My voice doesn't sound right. And then this morning, my wife said, my voice doesn't sound right, which really emphasized, oh my gosh, maybe my voice doesn't sound right. But no one really cares about that stuff. No one really cares about what you sound like. It's the content that you deliver. So if you're in that place where maybe you're procrastinating, you're thinking of these ideas, but you haven't really gone through my action plan to you is just get started. Just get started. Even small little actionable steps can yield huge results over a period of time. So a couple of lessons I learned from that is, one, just get on with it. Okay, and I'm talking to myself. Sometimes I do these podcasts really to vent to myself as well. And sometimes people will write in saying, hey, I listened to your podcast, thanks a lot. Or they've been following me for years and they like this new format, which I'm getting used to. Let me know what you think. Give me a review. Send me an email. reply2@shakirhussain.com. That's reply2@shakirhussain.com. And so a couple of things that I also discovered when it comes to the product launch formula essentially is you want to make sure that you get these mental psychological triggers right. And those are things such as building reciprocity in your marketing, building anticipation, building scarcity, urgency, exclusivity. The best person to go and learn this stuff from is a guy called Jeff Walker. Okay, he owns, just head to productlaunchformula.com and you can go and learn about product launches. If you want to see one in action, then just go to wealthacademy.com/2. That's number two, and you'll be able to see the videos that I've posted there. And what I'll also do is just keep you guys updated. So the second video that I shot yesterday, which I'm publishing today, is really about the how. It's about, the first video is about the origin story, you know, how is it started, why should people listen to you, breaking a few myths so that you build trust. The second one is really about the how to, and that one I did with some slides with my face. Half the time my face was on it, half the time it wasn't on there. And I've really probably spent about 45 minutes doing the slides and then about 30 to 40 minutes recording it via ScreenFlow. And that was pretty much it. And now I've got my wife, my lovely wife, to help me clean out the ums and ahs and go ahead and publish it. Okay, so in the next 24 hours, actually in the next probably 4 or 5 hours, that video is going to be published. Another great thing is, you know, when you do things that you've procrastinated over with, guess what happens? Your level of confidence keeps going up. Your self-esteem takes a booster. And I know this from firsthand, because as I've done this video, I thought to myself, gosh, today I'm going to make 5 videos. Okay, and now these videos are going to be anywhere from 10 minutes to 30 minutes each. And then what I've done, because I like to do things on an extreme basis, I simply sent a message to one of my video guys, Mikey, and I said, Mikey, you need to come to London, because when you get to London, I'm actually going to... Sorry, excuse me, I'm driving. Give me 1 second. All right, so I said to him, Mikey, come to London, because I want to spend a whole day recording videos. And I know I could do a lot of those videos. Okay, so last time I did those videos where I had a video guy come up, I did about 30 different videos. Okay, this time what I'm going to do is I am going to aim for 50 videos. So just kind of think about it from this perspective. I've been procrastinating making one video. I finally get my shit together and I recorded this video, you know, 3 days too late, but it's fun. I've done it. But now I feel this sense of confidence, you know, which some people would say, Shaq, aren't you confident? You always seem very confident. Sure, I am to some extent. I mean, you know, I also procrastinate. I also have days where I just don't want to do anything. But because I've built the discipline, I just get it done. So, you know, today my goal is to do 5 videos, and these videos are for a wide range of things, but let's just say I'm gonna get 5 videos done today. And then how do I 10x it? How do I go from 5 to 50 the next day? Well, it's all a mental thing, right? And so tomorrow my goal is to do 50 videos, and today I'll do 1. So ask yourself, where can you up level your level of execution? Write down 5 or 10 things. Literally stop this video right now, or stop this podcast right now, and ask yourself, how can you do that? How can you go ahead and start executing much, much more faster with a lot more intention? And that's my message for today. I hope you enjoyed this. I will catch up with you later. Talk soon. Alright, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's S-H-A-Q-I-R.com. That's S-H-A-Q-I-R.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.